Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Each and every show, we talk to the true insiders in Washington, D.C., Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman joins us now, and I have to tell Jeff, hey, the Redskins take one right out of the gate, so this could be a better year than even I was predicting for them.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Redskins are going to win the Super Bowl this year. So.
That's after week one. I love that. You are truly a fan. Hey, you just got back from Charlotte, and people are still talking about the convention. We'll talk about the bump that Obama's getting in some of the polls, like the Gallup poll. But what were some of your impressions? Everybody's still kind of buzzing about the Bill Clinton speech, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden. Is that kind of what the talk was there in Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, the place was really electric, and I think that Michelle Obama and Bill Clinton's speeches really got the crowd going, and the participants of the convention were really excited about that, and the media certainly was gushing over those two speeches, as well as the speech delivered by Joe Biden. I think that all of that actually hurt President Obama in the end, because he had, the standards for him were so high when he got up on stage. And his speech was widely panned by a lot of critics who said that it fell flat and didn't really offer any new ideas. But nonetheless, I mean, if you look at the polls out today, particularly this new Gallup poll, it shows that Obama got a little bit of a bump, a 3-point spike, to be exact, from the convention. And so I think that, it looks as though, the performances by those who spoke at the convention and just the coverage that it got were enough to convince, enough people who participate in these surveys, that President Obama, has a good vision going forward and is the right man for the job next year. And of course, these polls and these approval ratings are certainly fleeting. You could see a totally different, scenario next week. But for now, it appears as though the convention paid off a little bit for Obama, more so than Mitt Romney.
Yeah, and we'll see, like you said, we'll see how it goes in the next couple of weeks, but this is push time, and now we start to see that everybody's in that big-time pressure cooker, and it's also about the money, and you know this in D.C., Jeff, they're always talking about the money because it's about the campaign ads, even from the point of view of Washingtonians, don't you think that?
Yeah, it's all about the money, and this year we're seeing some records shattered, and of course the August fundraising numbers just came in yesterday, and it looks like President Obama was actually able to reclaim the lead. He raised $114 million in August. Mitt Romney raised a little over $111 million, so they're both big time in the fundraising department. The interesting thing that I saw today was, you've got a lot of money being raised by these outside groups, these super PACs, in other words, independent expenditure groups, that aren't necessarily associated with the campaigns, but are essentially advocating on behalf of them. And what I find interesting is when you look at the Senate races out there, because the Senate, a lot of people say, could be up for grabs this year. Republicans need 4 seats to win back the majority. The Democrats have actually outspent Republicans when it comes to independent expenditures on the Senate races. I think they've spent $24 million compared to $18 million spent by independent groups on Republican Senate candidates. So that's very interesting to me. I would have thought the opposite and by a landslide. But it's actually not the case. And in terms of the presidential candidates, Romney, I think, led Obama 3 straight months, and then Obama reclaimed the lead this past month. So it's pretty close between the two of them in the money department. And you're seeing a lot more ads go on the airwaves right now.
Yeah. Today, of course, September 11th, and 11 years ago, people are remembering what happened, where they were, reaction to it, and whatnot. Where were you on September 11th?
I was actually in college, Kate. I just started my freshman year of college. And I remember waking up in my dorm room. I was woken up by my neighbors who came in and turned the TV on, and it was I reacted mm-hmm. the same way I'm sure everybody else did when they turned their TVs on or turned their radios on. It was shock, and you weren't really sure what was going on. And it took about an hour or so of watching it to realize, and an hour of listening to the commentators on TV to realize what exactly you know, the gravity of the situation was. But I think over the last 11 years, obviously September 11th has become a day of remembrance. This year was sort of unique in that, you know, neither campaign ran any negative attack ads against each other. They sort of took a truce in that department from campaigning. However, it was also the first year, I think, you didn't have any elected officials speak in New York. There were a ton of ceremonies throughout the day in New York City and Midtown Manhattan and Ground Zero, but, you know, the president was not there. No one in his cabinet were there. You know, you didn't have any senators or congressmen or anything like that. So that was kind of interesting. But I don't think that it means that we've forgotten the meaning of 9/11. I certainly haven't, and I think I can speak for millions who would agree with that. And, you know, I think that really, you know, all you can do is remember the victims, remember their families, remember the first responders who obviously put their lives on the line, and ordinary citizens who really stepped up in the face of adversity. I will say this, the best thing that I've read all day and something that I would encourage everyone else to read, there's a piece on Esquire magazine's website written by a man named Michael Young, who was one of the near victims of 9/11. He was on the 81st floor of World Trade Center 1 when it came, not when it came down, but he ran out of the building, it came down, and it actually toppled over him, and he was able to escape, and he has a first-person narrative account of the whole day. It's chilling, but it's also, it's a tale of courage, and it's very uplifting, and I think that, you know, if you read nothing else today, that certainly is a piece I'd recommend.
Yeah, we'll check that out. I've been talking about it. I was there in New York, and today certainly I'll never forget, absolutely. Quickly, one more political question. Obama's not going to meet with Netanyahu. Ooh, this is a big story. A lot of people unhappy and kind of viewing it as a snub to the Israeli prime minister. How's it playing in D.C.?
Well, it's playing just as that. It's just as what you said. It looks to be a snub, and I don't think the excuse from the White House is really easing anyone's feelings over this. The White House says that it's a scheduling issue. The president will be in New York on September 24th, which is two Mondays from today, for the UN General Assembly. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, will be there later in the week, and the two will not actually meet in person. The president, I believe, will meet with other officials. I believe Ehud Barak, who's the defense minister, but he will not meet with Netanyahu. And that, you know, they already, it's well known that the two already have a strained relationship. President Obama made inadvertently made some open mic comments to Nicolas Sarkozy last year, where he said that, you know, he basically complained about having to deal with Benjamin Netanyahu on a daily basis. And that was widely reported, and that sort of triggered this public image of that the two share of not having the greatest relationship. So this sort of further escalates that narrative. And it's very important also in the context of Iran. Obviously, Iran continues to develop its nuclear program. The Obama administration has tried to counter that with economic sanctions, but the Israelis say that the sanctions aren't working and that they don't want to have, you know, the chains put on them in terms of being able to defend themselves and attack Iran if Iran continues to try and develop a weapon. So, you know, we'll see if the two sides, the Obama administration and the Netanyahu regime, can sort of, you know, diffuse the tensions and come together a little bit. But right now, it's a very precarious situation.
Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Kate. See ya.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1732.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1775.11, $887.55 for a half ounce, or $443.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1775.11, $887.55, and $443.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Born, the nurses all gather round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Coming up on America Tonight, speaking of bad to the bone, we are going to take you on a trip back to Las Vegas. And I say back to Las Vegas because you think of the kind of city Las Vegas is, Sin City. Spent a couple of years there, and the history and the lore of Vegas has always fascinated me. And coming up, Stephen Showhead is going to dive into that because there's yet another television series about Las Vegas. There have been a few over the years. And through the rest of the way, we've also got a couple of other odds and ends for you. What's going on with the Chicago teachers strike? And also some other protests that are happening, like in Libya. There was an American that was killed in Libya over a film that's coming out. And in Egypt, they stormed the U.S. embassy. There's like 2,000 people. Awful pictures coming out of, especially out of Egypt. But we were just talking about a couple of things with Jeff Holtzman, including 9/11. And the question does become, it seems to be the question du jour, but it can be applied to 9/11 too. Are we better off now than we were before 9/11? Meaning, as far as stopping possible terroristic threats, as far as putting the net over ourselves as much as we can. And the answer to that is, I think there are some great everyday on-the-job intelligence people, but I think that we've also been very lucky that nothing on the level of another 9/11 has happened in this country, because certainly people have tried, and I think there's things that we don't even know about based on some conversations that I've had with people at the Pentagon, but I don't think that that surprises any of you. So 9/11, it's always about recalling where you were and what happened and what do you remember on that day, and it's also a day to honor the victims of that horrible, horrible, awful day where we weren't even sure what was happening between New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon and other planes and other reports of what was happening and planes being grounded. It was a lot of confusion, a lot of sadness, a lot of terror, frankly. And ultimately, it's the victims and the family members that are left that you, I think, have to think of. And throughout this show, we'll be talking about them as well. Here's President Obama.
On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family.
Yeah, and that's true. Boy, you felt that across the board, didn't matter what you were as far as any kind of a label politically you wanted to put on yourself, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, all kinds of, you know, pick a flavor, pick whatever you want. And it didn't matter because truly everybody was pretty united for a while anyway. And boy, we have gone 180 degrees. I think since that day, especially when it comes to politics, but are we safer? And then how much are we willing to swallow as far as individual freedoms are concerned as to what we're told needs to happen to protect our freedoms? That's the other part of the big question, I think, that you can only look around you, especially anybody who travels, and you've been to the nooks and crannies that I'm talking about, whether it's the mid-sized airports, the big airports, you know, wherever it is you are and where you have to get to. And the things that we're seeing, I think, with security. And I said this in a previous show, as somebody who has absolutely traveled a lot, the scariest thing to me is more the lack of security behind the scenes. What's happening with the airlines? What's happening actually at the airport? And how I think it's not impossible for somebody to get through the securities that are set up at the individual airports. In other words, somebody wrangling their way in and then ultimately getting the clearance to be on the tarmac, to be in a position where they could do some awful damage. And thank goodness we haven't seen that at this point. There have been people that have been stopped, but I hope that at least in the individual regional airports and whatnot, they're taking a lesson from what happened on that day and how you have to be vigilant and really look around and realize how people can get into the cracks and blend in. I think the name of the game for anybody who wants to do anything to America is to assimilate, assimilate, assimilate. Because the more that we can be lulled into a sense of security by the people around us or the people we think are okay or the people we're working with, the more somebody can ultimately pierce that bubble again. Hey, the great news on 9/11 was, politically speaking, there wasn't any political ads that aired. Yep, that was sort of an unwritten gentleman's agreement between the Democrats and the Republicans not to go there on 9/11. I mean, now it's been 11 years since that day, and 10 years was huge. 10 years was huge because it's a milestone, and of course the ground zero with the memorial, the reflecting pond, all the stuff that was up, that was a much different ceremony than what the 11th year since that day has been? I mean, certainly solemn, certainly lots of conversations about remembering the people, reading the names of the victims at all three sites, from the field to the Pentagon and to New York City, but a lot different. As Jeff Holtzman talked about, much more low-key in the sense of senators and congresspeople and, you know, that kind of those kind of people showing up at a lot of the events. That didn't happen so much this time around. So the good news is Bravo, none of the ads, and marking a very tough day, a very, very tough day in our history. How September 11th ultimately affects us into the upcoming decades, we don't know as we watch everything unfold, whether it's drones, whether it's war, whether it's our own security, as I just said, what kind of freedoms do we give up in the name of, well, you know, we got to have lots of video cameras out there to be able to see if somebody were to pierce the so-called bubble inside Manhattan or in Chicago or in Philadelphia or in Los Angeles, although Los Angeles is pretty tough because it's one of those sprawling areas. But you can see it. I mean, you can see some of the major differences. All right, coming up at the tail end of the hour also, and a lot of you have jumped in on this already, sent me some emails, got about 15 emails after I talked about it a lot on a previous show. Are we better off than 4 years ago? Remember, this was the rallying cry for the Democrats. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And a lot of people took me up on that challenge. Really think about it. Not broad strokes, really specific strokes as to why you're not doing so good. You're disenfranchised and you want to change even for the sake of change. Or you don't know why everybody's complaining because from your side of the street, things are looking pretty good and it doesn't make any sense to make a change. So we're going to get to all of those, specifically people who wrote in and had something to say about them. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, save it for our last segment. Keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But next, Stephen Shohet, we're talking about Las Vegas.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Right, like I said, it's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas.
Ah, Viva Las Vegas indeed. As somebody who lived in Vegas, people seem to not get enough of this, especially when it comes to television shows and movies. Think of the movies that centered around Las Vegas, like one of my favorites, Casino. You know Casino, Robert De Niro, Sharon Stone, to name a few of the stars from that one. Stephen Shohat joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, Short and Entertaining, Anecdotes about the Stars and Legends of the Movies. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, great, Kate. How are you?
Have you spent any time in Vegas?
Yeah, I was there a couple times ago, and a couple years ago, and I won some money at the Tropicana, and so I thought I'd come back, and then I lost, and I thought I wouldn't come back.
That happens to everybody. Oh, I can't believe it. It doesn't matter what you win, a couple $100, $1,000, whatever it is.
You know, I told myself, I got $300. I'll just play for the enjoyment of it. But when you're drawing two and three, and the dealer's drawing ten and jack, it really takes the enjoyment right out of it. So at least for me, so
yeah,
so, yeah.
For me too, I would have to say that. I'll tell you a quick story. I did have a friend once that came to visit from Chicago, and I was working. I was doing a sports show, and he was occupying his time at the hotels, some of the casinos, and he put money in the dollar slots and won $60,000.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he could barely breathe to tell me. He said, I'm taking everyone out to dinner. So, you know, in broadcasting, that's a big deal. So it was a bus full of people. It was pretty wild.
Oh, God. You know what that reminds me of? There was one time in the Sands Hotel in the 60s when Sinatra could go down there and not be like today. He'd probably be overwhelmed and it would be impossible for him to go down there. But he could go down there and just sit at the table and play blackjack and not, you know, people would want to see him, but it was manageable. Well, anyway, a gentleman and his wife had won like $80,000, which was a lot of money, a lot more money back in 1960 or so than it is now. And so the pit boss became really concerned and he called up Frank Sinatra and asked him for a favor. So Frank came down. Of course, he was partial owner of the Sands to play and he sat right next to the gentleman until the man had lost all the money and they won the money back. The hotel won the money back because, you know, the man was going to leave and until he and his wife saw Sinatra, and then, you know, they just wanted the privilege of playing next to him.
Yeah, that's a good story. I like that. So there is something about Vegas that's intoxicating. And in television, and I said that in the movies, Vegas has been portrayed many, many times. And there's about to be another show about Las Vegas. Is it always just there's a good chance it's going to be a surefire hit? Maybe that's why the filmmakers and the television execs decide to use this as a centerpiece?
Yeah, well, it's always got those elements that interest people. There's always, obviously the mob fascinates people.
Yes.
I mean, especially since The Godfather, and with shows like The Sopranos, and they do have a mobster in the movie, in the TV show played by Michael Chiklis, and he's based on a real life mobster who was sort of like the Don of Las Vegas when the mob controlled it. Now, the interesting thing is Dennis Quaid, he's never been on a TV show before, and he's playing a real character. I mean, they had to change the name of the Chiklis character, but Dennis Quaid's character, they're keeping the same name. The sheriff of Cook County from about 1961 to 1979, a man named Ralph Lamb, who dealt with the mob and was pretty much a real-life cowboy, although he did bring modern crime techniques to Cook County at the time, because Vegas was still a real rural town at that particular time. And he dealt with a lot of things. And he was a very colorful character. He's still alive, by the way. I mean, he did things like when the Beatles came to town to play in Vegas, even though they were world famous, he made all four of them come to his office so he could grant them a permit. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to play. So it's got real interesting, unique elements. Now, unfortunately, it's not getting good reviews so far, at least the pilot. So I don't know if it's going to last or not, but it certainly is a fascinating premise.
Yeah, you talk about the elements and the things that any of these shows or any of the films have had. When you look at the films with Bugsy Siegel, remember that, of course, and there's been a couple of stories done, and I mentioned Casino. It does play well on the big screen, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, these were fascinating people in real life. I mean, Bugsy Siegel, I mean, of course, Warren Beatty has an interpretation but with that particular movie, but it's so mysterious. That case where Bugsy Siegel gunned down about 10 miles away from where I live on Linden Avenue in 1947, everybody assumes it was the mob. You know, 99% that it was, but it's still an open case in the Beverly Hills Police Department. They never solved it. There were other people who were mad at Bugsy, too. I mean, the problem is when Bugsy, or Benjamin, he hated to be called Bugsy, when he actually built the Flamingo Hotel at first, the first few months, partly because of his perfectionism, partly because of a storm in Los Angeles that didn't allow really big performers like Sinatra to show up on opening night, the hotel lost money. And the problem is if you're working for the mob and you tell them the hotel is losing money, some people in the mob might think, wait a minute, is this guy fleecing us? What's going on here? And Bugsy did live lavishly and he was gunned down, but there were other possibilities. Like jealous lovers, for example, since he was involved with a lot of people. So I mean, it's something that still, that story still has mystery and probably appeal today. Obviously, most people consider Warren Beatty's version probably to be the definitive version. And Bugsy won't come up on this particular TV show because it takes place starting in 1960, 13 years after he died. But there's still a lot of mystery and lore with Las Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I didn't think about this until we started talking, but you think of the proximity of Los Angeles and Vegas and how a lot of celebrities, television, movies, singers, music, they do truck on down to Vegas. I mean, that's very common to spend the weekend at one of the hotels or go there for parties or events or whatever. So maybe also because there's so much familiarity between the Hollywood people and Vegas, that almost might fuel those fires. You think there might be something to that, too?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one of the reasons why people like Sinatra started moving to Las Vegas was because the hotels where they performed gave them a share of the gambling receipts. I mean, you got guys like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. The two of them were paying more in taxes than everybody in Congress combined. And so to get that under-the-table money was very, very appealing right from the early days. So naturally, there was a Hollywood-Vegas connection. In fact, of course, Frank Sinatra in 1959 filmed the original Ocean's 11 at the Sands Hotel, and then it was decided, wouldn't it be fun if Sinatra's performing one night and Sammy Davis Jr. is performing another night, Dean Martin's performing another night, and then they start appearing on stage with each other and surprising each other, and of course, you know, some people might have considered that non-professional. It was very shocking to audiences at that time to see Frank Sinatra in the middle of a song and Dean Martin come on stage and say, oh, that song's going on for too long, Frank. And you never knew. The signs in front of the Sands would say Frank Sinatra and maybe Sammy Davis Jr. and maybe Dean Martin. And you know, it was a very exciting thing for everybody involved. They had to limit appearances of those guys for several reasons, because first of all, they, with Vegas being so hot and them smoking so much, they would often lose their voices and couldn't go on and perform professionally. And second of all, Frank Sinatra, the big difference between him and Elvis Presley was when Frank Sinatra performed, it was for gamblers. I mean, they got the high rollers coming in. When Elvis performed, it was basically, at that time, it tended to be a bit older crowd, and they wanted to see Elvis and then just leave and maybe play penny slot machines and things like that. So Frank Sinatra's crowd, they'd run out of money, and then they'd want him to stop performing until they could wait a few weeks or months and then have him come back when those guys had built up their money again and could come back and lose money in the hotel.
So we'll see if all the things that we just talked about, if this ends up being a hit as far as Michael Chiklis and Dennis Quaid, because I'd like to see it hang around. From everything I've read and seen little snippets, I hear it actually is pretty good. So sometimes the critics are wrong. Maybe it'll hang on.
Well, the potential is there. I mean, you know, they could bring Rat Pack elements into the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would, how expensive that would be to clear that with the estates of the, you know, Sinatra, Sammy, Frank, Peter Lawford, and those guys. But I think that would really help people's interest.
Yeah, I think so, too. Stephen Shohead, thanks as always. One of the greatest storytellers out of California. We'll talk to you again next week. Coming up on the flip side, are we better off? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? We'll try and answer that question. Hang with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Las Vegas. As I said, I lived there for about 3 years. And, you know, you had to be careful when you live in Vegas. You can't do that gambling thing like a crazy weekender who comes into town and sits at the slot machines or at the blackjack tables or at the poker rooms or that kind of stuff, because that's a great way for you to lose your shirt. However, if you do it right, you can do okay. So I, who never really gambled at all, grew up around some horses and horse racing for the big events. I ended up winning. I can remember the first time ever, I was waiting for somebody to pick me up, and I had a roll of quarters, and I was sitting there at a bar waiting for someone to come and get me, because there was no place else to go. So I'm sitting there. It's a small casino. And I was like getting a cup of coffee, but you had to play to be able to sit there. So I started to put the quarters in, and no kidding, royal flush, boom, like that. And I didn't really realize what was going on, because I put the full amount, whatever it was, a buck 25 or a buck or something. And so the person comes up to me and says, hey, put your hand out. They count out $1,000. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, wow, that was a, I spent a good time, waiting, just paid, you know, $1.25 and ended up with $1,000. That was pretty good for me, for sure. I told you the story of my friend. And then Jack from Down Under originally says that in 2009, he won in the poker tournament, you know, one of the poker tournaments, $250,000 and a 3-ounce gold bracelet. I would say that is a good time at the tables. And he says he hasn't been at a final table since then. That's the problem. Poker has gotten so popular, too, because so many people play just for fun. I mean, just for fun on their little phones and, you know, iPhones and Blackberries and whatever, that the tournaments have gotten big because of people doing that. A lot of people doing the video gaming thing, and then they go to Vegas, and it's crazy, the World Series of Poker, just how big that has gotten. All right, I said that we would talk about the question of how much better are you or how much worse off are you in the last 4 years. So with both conventions kind of posing that question in a different way, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And people trying I think along partisan lines, trying to answer the question, they have had some Gallup polls that suggest that Americans do find themselves better off than when Obama initially took office. Wow. Which is surprising when you think of the jobless rate. But this is just a poll. According to the poll, and this was done in August, 48% of the people who responded believe the standard of living is improving, as opposed to 35% who said the same in early 2009. Throw this in, those who said they're satisfied with how things are going in the country climb from, ready for this, 15% to 25%. 15 to 25, that is a significant number. So, do you think it's accurate? Do you think that we are climbing out of our misery? Are we better off? A couple of you, in fact, a bunch, as I said, sent me answers to that question, because I've been asking that now for the last couple shows, especially since I got back from Tampa. So here's one from Arnie Olson, who really took the time to think about it. Here's what he says. No, I am not better off. With the oil and gas prices at this level, I have oil heat. I have had to cut back on spending. I've been retired 20 years. I thought I was well provided for with pensions, 401k and IRAs. Guess what? I'm running out of funds. Boy, that's a familiar theme. First to get cut was the winter trip to Florida. Now the restaurants. Food spending is really cut back. Look at the high price of food with transportation costs. I used to buy a new car every 5 years. Now the car is 8 years old. See what happens when all this reverberates through the economy? I'm not alone in this situation. Gas just went up 20 cents a gallon overnight. Who is looking out for the consumer in this area? The gas companies repeatedly get away with it for the last 7 years. This is not a monopoly when they all raise prices in unison. Don't tell me they are not in cahoots with each other. Bush did nothing about the oil prices. He told people to drive less. Tell that to the truckers trying to make a living. And Obama tells us to tune up the engine and check the tire pressure. Who is paying off the politicians that both parties get away with it? Pelosi's cesspool. Hopefully a new broom will sweep clean and see the movie 2016, a revelation. 2016, actually somebody just sent me a copy of that. But Arnie said, this is really more of what I'm hearing from people. What he said about food prices, especially going out to eat, running out of money, older people being really, really worried when they retire that maybe they shouldn't have retired. I know somebody who thought they were living high off the hog, retired early, retired at 50, and they decided, you know what, I think this isn't going to last. So they jumped back in a couple of years later to try to make up more money for fear of where they saw the economy was going. All right, this one's from Joe, who says, boy, are we better off? You have got to be kidding with that question. It's almost crass the politicians say that. What do they think the answer is going to be? Do they know anything about the middle class? The answer is no, they have no clue. They go to nice country clubs. They make tons of money when they're out of office if they haven't made it heading into office. They have absolutely, Kate, no clue what we go through. The food prices fluctuate. It's ridiculous, let alone anything else in your life. How are you supposed to pay for it when all they want is more money from us through taxes? Why do you think we scream about taxes? Because everything else goes up around us and we can barely afford that. I am very, very frustrated, but I don't like any of the choices. I think I'm just going to stay home on this election day. All right, Joey, he's not happy, and he points to the food prices, too. Again, it's true. I say this all the time. You go in for a loaf of bread, some spaghetti, some fruits and vegetables, because, geez, we got to be healthy, right? And you come out, next thing you know, you've got 10 items, and you've spent $100. It's crazy. Billy B., hello, Ms. Delaney. Love America tonight. Are we better off? I hate to add to the whiners because I'm sure there'll be a bunch, but the answer is no. I was doing okay, and then my company cut back, and then, for the fear of not having a job, asked everybody to take pay cuts. It's just really no way to live. The era of having a gold watch and a nice place to retire when it's all said and done is truly gone. I think most Americans, at least anybody who really calls themselves the middle class, will work for the rest of their lives until they absolutely are too old to do it, should their life expectancy really stretch out. Otherwise, I don't see how anybody who makes less than $250,000 could even contemplate it, particularly if they have a lot of mouths to feed. Now you wonder why people aren't having big families anymore. They can't afford to clothe them, feed them, and then, oh yeah, get them a better education than the one they had. Very disappointed in what I'm seeing in this country. One other quick one. This one from Jane, who says, listening to you here on WVMT in Vermont, have been for a while. The question about whether or not we're better off, the politicians should never have asked that question. The answer for most people is probably not. Other people are just treading water. And then still others are up the creek without a paddle. Pretty much that's the way I see it. Most of the people that I know fall into some of those categories. If they're okay, it means they're not living high off the hog, they're still scared to death, and they're making what they've been making for the last couple of years. There aren't a lot of raises out there, so that's the other thing. No cost of living for most people across the board. Let's hope there is some change soon that we can count on. On that note, remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.